The room was buzzing when the luncheon concluded, many discussing the ramifications of a mutual understanding and agreement between Redwire Space and Oral Roberts University. Rich Bowling is a VP for Redwire. He signed the agreement on behalf of the company. And he told me the agreement helps them in many ways, not least recruiting.
The industry is expanding at such a rate that you can't replenish it from within the space industry itself. You've got to bring in sort of non-traditional people. And it's not even just engineers, it's accountants, it's not technical backgrounds, the HR people that the industry needs.
But as former NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine explained, the agreement goes far beyond job opportunities for ORU students and graduates.
The university knows how to do research, and the company knows how to build the hardware and operate in space. It works really good. Now, the value is, once that marriage is made, then you can go compete to get research grants from the National Institute of Health, the National Science Foundation, NASA, DARPA, other federal agencies that are interested in different types of research. So they're always putting out solicitations.
The memorandum signed this week is obviously just the beginning of a process.
This is an agreement that says we're going to work together. And then the next step is we need to look at the solicitations coming from the different federal agencies. And then we need to start competing for those solicitations. And the idea is we want to build those ecosystems here in Oklahoma. That's our goal.
Redwire, by the way, has put more than 300 projects into space. There are 10 of their projects currently underway at the International Space Station.
Our company does engineering, things related to medicine. The space station is being powered by our solar arrays on the space station. We've got a rover that we're building for the moon that will pave roads and landing pads on the moon.
Right.
And then the biomedical component. So there's so much going on here at ORU that kind of maps to areas within Redwire that I think we'll have some effective areas of collaboration across the board.
It is an impressive track record. ORU students who collaborate on these projects, Mr. Bridenstine noted, will obtain invaluable experience that will serve them well moving forward.
And when those students graduate, they not only know the science and the engineering, but they have hands-on experience working with NASA, working with the National Institute of Health, working with the National Science Foundation. Tremendously valuable for the future of research. And so this partnership is I think, going to be tremendously valuable for both organizations. So thank you both for being part of it.
Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.